Dribbling up top, Walter gets it over to Wickman. Top of the key. Back to Walter, driving baseline, tries the layup. Davis blocks it. And Aguirre runs down the rebound. So Emporia gets the stop as they're down 20. Wilts over to Aguirre on the left wing. Dribbling in between the circles. Wilts with a touch. Down low to Smith. Smith backing down Connell. Passes it back. Down low now, Davis. Davis dribbles into a double team. Wilts on the right wing. 10 on the shot clock. Bad pass. Stolen away. In transition, Bourgeon leading the break for the Wildcats. Gets it over to Connell. Right wing three. Too strong. Offensive rebound by Walter. Her layup attempt is good. Walter now up to 9, 6 of which coming in quarter three. And again, this full court pressure with Emporia down 22. Davis trying to break it, gets it up the floor to Wilts. Wilts crosses the timeline. Smith over to Aguirre. Underneath the basket, she's double teamed. Up top, Wilts. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter, 20 on the shot clock. Hines in the far corner, thought about the three, throws the ball away. Picked off by Walter. One on two, Walter doesn't care, against going up against the defense, and she lays it in. Davis trying to break the pressure, gets it to Wilt at half court, up the floor, trying to find Hines. It's stolen away by Bourgeon. In transition, Connell underneath the basket, throws it away. The pass led her too far that much. Emporia looking to push the ball. Bourgeon pokes it away, gets it to Connell. Connell driving, finds Mitchell in the corner. Mitchell drives, leaves it for Walter, left wing three, rims out. Rebound picked up by Wilts, gets it to Hines on the right wing. Down low, Davis going up against two defenders. She loses the ball. Smith comes away with it. Wilts up top. Down low, Davis. Corner three. Left it short. Rebound, Wilts, and she lays it in. Good job of crashing the glass that time by the junior. And Coach Reynoldson wants a timeout. We'll take one with them. 44 Hayden, 22 Emporia. Just under a minute to play in quarter three on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Dog, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dog.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Welcome back to Emporia High, where Hayden leads Emporia 44-22 in our girls' contest. 59 ticks left on the clock in quarter three. Aguirre, Smith, Davis, Hess, and DeWitt on the floor for Emporia. One of their longer lineups and taller lineups you'll see this season. Schmidtline has it in between the circles, throws it in the corner to Mitchell. Mitchell down low to Connell, up to Schmidtline. Straight on for three, nothing but net, it's good. 3 second difference between shot clock and game clock. Davis has it in the backcourt, gets it over to DeWitt, still needing to cross half court. Pass up the floor to Aguirre. She draws a whistle at midfloor, and it's going to go against Connell. First foul against Connell, second against the Wildcats in this quarter. Still a ways away from the bonus for both teams, with it being a 25-point advantage for Hayden. Emporia can hold for the final shot, 25 seconds left in quarter three. Aguirre trying to figure out this zone defense. DeWitt has it up top, back to Aguirre. Davis with a touch in the corner, up top Aguirre, now DeWitt. DeWitt on the left wing, right wing Aguirre looking to drive. DeWitt left wing, up top Aguirre in between the circles, trying to figure out this zone. DeWitt now drives towards the basket, dribbles into a double team, skips it in the corner. Davis for three, missed it badly off the rim. Schmidtline from half court, she didn't realize how much time was left, and that's how the quarter will come to a close. Hayden 47, Emporia 22. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right here on KBOE.
John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Doc.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
8 minutes left in our girls' contest. Hayden leads Emporia 47-22. What an offensive onslaught there by the Wildcats, scoring 28 points. Bourgeon has it on the far side, guarded closely by Hines. Now Mitchell driving baseline, double team. Davis blocks the shot, and Wiltz comes down with the rebound. You get the stop defensively. Now can you get some points on the other end? Aguirre has it on the left wing, gets it near side Hines. She's made two threes from the wing so far, but she will not try one this time. Passes it back to Aguirre, 20 on the shot clock, and Mitchell runs into Aguirre, and that will give the ball to Emporia. Inbounding from the far sideline. Hines tosses it in to DeWitt. Back to Hines on the perimeter. Aguirre in between the circles. Picks up her dribble, gets it to Davis at the free throw line. Now DeWitt on the right wing, drives towards the basket. Spin move out to Hines from the left wing. Thought about the three, over to Aguirre. She's not afraid to shoot it. Too strong off the back of the rim. Connell with the rebound. She's leading the break. Three on two, but a bad pass is picked off by Davis. Emporia with the steal, and then Aguirre throws it right back. Schmidtlein jumps the passing lane. Turnover, and Schmidtlein dribbles the ball right to Wilt, who steals it right back. Hot potato, hot potato, hot potato. Neither team can hold on to the basketball right now. Aguirre has it, gets it to DeWitt. Driving baseline, gets all the way to the rim. And too strong on the shot that time, but Wiltz is able to run down the rebound. Out to Hines for three, no good. And Schmidtlein grabs the board, and we have a whistle against Emporia. Davis called for the foul. That is her second of the evening. Mitchell bringing the ball up the floor, up 25. That's the largest it's been tonight. Bourgeon has it, gets it to Schmidtlein on the left wing, now back to Mitchell. Mitchell working on the near side against Aguirre. Man-to-man defense. Foster with the touch, back to Schmidtlein. Working on the perimeter to the free throw line. Floater in the lane, Davis blocks it. Great defense, sophomore against sophomore battle there. Aguirre bringing the ball up the floor, gets it to DeWitt. Up top, Davis. Wilt wide open, right wing three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound Schmidtlein leading the break. All the way to half court, all the way to the free throw line now. Finds an open three-point shooter. Connell can't get it to go. Rebound by Wilt. 5:45 left in the quarter. 47-22, Hayden leads Emporia. DeWitt has it on the far side. Up top, Wilt. Down low, Davis. And she's going to draw a whistle as Foster ran into her. Not many seats left in the lower bowl area here at Emporia High. If you still want to make your way to cheer on the Spartans tonight, there's some seats in the upper level. The first free throw is good from Davis, and she has one more coming up. Wiltz, DeWitt, Davis, Aguirre, Hines on the floor for Emporia. Second free throw. Too strong, and the battle for the rebound is going to be out of bounds off of Emporia, And Hines is going to check out as Smith comes into the ballgame. 47-23, 5:30 left in the game. Walter up the floor to Watts. Near side, Foster. Foster down low, trying to get it to Watts. It's going to be knocked away by Davis. But Wiltz cannot save it inbound. She throws it away. Mitchell gets it, lays it in for two more. DeWitt bringing the ball up the floor. Gets it over to Aguirre. It's going to be too high and out of her reach. Aguirre just 5'3". Ball soared over her head that time, and that's another EHS turnover. 49-23. Schmidtlein. Walter. Now Watts. Watts trying to back down Davis. Davis trying to wall up against her. Backdoor cut. It's going to be tipped over. Wickman, runner in the lane, will not go. Out of bounds off of Wickman, and it will be EHS basketball. 49-23, 4:40 left in the quarter. DeWitt brings the ball up the floor. Davis with the touch in between the circles. Far side, Wiltz. Guarded closely by Walter. Hands it off to Smith. Dumps it down low to Davis. Pass was a little high. She catches it with one hand. Passes out of the shot to DeWitt, who drives baseline. Looks to feed it back to Davis, and Davis loses the ball. And there's going to be a whistle against Hayden. Foul goes against Foster. Second against her. Third against Hayden tonight. Aguirre the trigger. Just lobs it up to the top of the key where DeWitt comes down with it, dribbling in between the circles, and then her pass was deflected and stolen away. Quickly up the floor, Foster in transition. Stops baseline, up top Mitchell, dribbling in between the circles. Walter with a touch. She looks to cut towards the rim, loses the ball. It's going to be deflected out of bounds off of Emporia, and it will stay here with Hayden with exactly 4 minutes to go. Hess coming in for Emporia as Smith gets a breather. 49-23. Walter the trigger. Throws it into Schmidtlein. Catches it at half court. Schmidtlein looking for a screen. Driving towards the basket. Aguirre knocks it away, but it goes right to Mitchell. Mitchell dribbling on the volleyball line. Shot clock running down. Gets it to Watts at the free throw line. Backing down Hess. Tough left-handed shot, too strong. Offensive rebound by Wickman, but it's going to be a shot clock violation. So Emporia able to get a stop there. And Wiltz is going to get a breather, and Hines comes back into the ballgame. Emporia just 7 points in the second half. DeWitt bringing the ball up the floor, gets it to Davis. Back to DeWitt on the right wing. Gets a screen from Davis. Tries to throw it in the corner to Hines. And jumping the passing lane is Wickman. She deflects it out of bounds. .338 now to go in our game. Hines the inbounder. Just in front of the student section. Gets it into Davis. Dribbles through a double team. Gets to the basket. Left-handed layup. She dribbled underneath the rim. Offensive rebound by DeWitt. Hines from the right wing. Three will not go this time. We're going to have a whistle against DeWitt battling for the rebound. That will be the third against the junior. Two against Emporia in this quarter. 49-23. Wildcats lead here at Emporia High. Pink out night. Walter bringing the ball up the floor. Crosses half court. Aguirre waiting for her. Wickman at the free throw line. Gets it to Watts, and it's stolen away by DeWitt. DeWitt bringing the ball up the floor. Aguirre with a touch. Down low, Hess. Hess working against Watts. Gets it over to DeWitt as she makes her way towards the basket. She loses the ball, then gets it back. We're going to have a timeout called by Coach Stewart as DeWitt was on her knees in trouble. It's a full timeout. We'll take a one-minute break with them. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE. Hayden up 49-23.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
2 minutes and 59 seconds left in our girls' contest. Hayden leading Emporia 49-23. It is EHS basketball. Aguirre, the inbounder, gets it to the free throw line to Davis. Hands it off to DeWitt. Step back, deep two, and she gets it to go. First points of the game for DeWitt. She was held scoreless through our first three-plus quarters. Walter dribbling in between the circles, gets it near side to Watts. Schmidt line in the corner. Guarded by Hines, man-to-man defense. Skips it in the far side to Walter. Floater in the lane will not go. And DeWitt skies high for a rebound. Aguirre far side, picks up her dribble. Over to DeWitt, who steps into a three, and it rims out. Emporia has only been able to connect on two threes tonight. Schmidt line on the left wing, gets by Hines, met at the rim by Smith, too strong on the layup, but an offensive rebound from Borjan. Offensive rebound, she'll try a three immediately, no good. Emporia gets the stop as Smith runs down the rebound, leading the break. Hines trying to get it over to DeWitt, and Walter's going to knock the ball out of bounds. 2:01 left in the game, Hess comes in, Davis checks out, 49-25. Hayden leads. Aguirre, the inbounder, underneath her own basket. Quick toss in to DeWitt. Out to Aguirre. She'll try a deep three. No good. Richmond with the rebound, pushing the ball up the floor. Three-on-three break. Going up for the shot, and we're going to have a whistle against Emporia. Hines commits this one. Third foul against EHS, the second against Hines. Wickman shooting two. It is up and it is good. One more coming up. Emporia has only attempted two free throws tonight. And the second free throw is going to be too strong, but an offensive rebound and putback from Connell is good. 52-25. DeWitt has it in the heart of the defense. Passes out of a shot over to Hines, who can't get the three-pointer to fall. 90 seconds left. Mitchell bringing the ball up the floor. Dribbling on the left wing. DeWitt waiting for her. And a quick substitution. Quick whistle timeout just for substitutions. Adams and Cunningham are going to come back in for EHS. And we're going to see Sydney Beheimer getting her first minutes of the game, the sophomore that's 5'5". Smith and Hess stay out there for Emporia, so none of the starters on the floor for Emporia. Bad inbounds pass here by Hayden, ends up out of bounds, and Emporia will get the ball back. Adams bringing the ball up the floor. Down 27. Beheimer on the far side, gets it up top to Hess, trying to get it down low to Smith. It's going to be poked away. That's a Hayden steal. Leading the break is Connell. Floater in the lane, off glass is good. 29-point lead. Adams has it, gets it to Hess, now far side. Cunningham to Smith on the perimeter, Beheimer top of the key. Near side, Cunningham driving towards the basket, gets to the free throw line. Adams drives towards the rim, loses the ball on the way up. It was ripped away by Mitchell that time. 42 seconds left on the clock. Emporia will be inbounding underneath their own basket. Who's going to come towards Adams to help her throw it in? Quick toss into Beheimer underneath the basket. Throws up a layup attempt, and she'll draw a whistle. So Beheimer going to be shooting a couple of free throws here. Just checked into the game a little bit ago. Expect her to be a little cold, but let's see if she can knock down some free throws. Free throw one from Beheimer off the front of the rim. No good. 54-25, 39 seconds left in the game. Beheimer at the charity stripe. Second free throw also off the front of the rim. Hayden comes away with the basketball. 4 second difference between the shot clock and game clock. No reason to be in a hurry here. If you're Hayden, they dump the ball down low to Connell. Now on the perimeter. Wrench with it. Extra pass, far side, back to Wrench. In between the circles, hands the ball off to Mitchell. Mitchell on the volleyball line, gets to the heart of the defense, dribbles through a couple of defenders, step back three to beat the buzzer, and she is able to get it to go. One of those kind of nights for Emporia as they fall tonight 57-25. Emporia now 7-12, 1-5 in league contest. On the other side now 14-5, and 5-2 in the Centennial League with the victory. We're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout as the Lady Spartans fall in our girls contest 57-25. When we come back, we'll get you the post-game stats and get you ready for our boys contest. I believe we will have an elongated break between the games as we'll find out the sweetheart dance court in between games. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you ready for our boys contest and wrap up our girls contest right here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports. Brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Doc.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
It's game day in Emporia, and Champs is the place to be to celebrate your Spartan pride.
Before and after the action, there's only one place to be. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing. Fuel up with our famous salmon BLT sandwich, delicious burgers, and ice cold drinks. Champions Landing, proud to support Emporia High School and proud to be your game day headquarters, especially after a Spartan victory. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing, where the food's a win and everyone is welcome. See you at Champs, 1801 Merle Street.
The office renovations at Toso Family Eye Care offer enhanced exam and diagnostic rooms along with an expanded optical area. And they've added a new device called OptiLift. It's a new aesthetic treatment that pairs radio frequency with deep muscle stimulation to tighten and tone lower eyelid bags and wrinkles. Tightening and toning the lids can also help dry eye symptoms of tearing or morning eye redness, providing the best in eye care experience and services. The office of Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
This is Emporia High Spartan Sports. It's time for the Champions Landing post-game show. Champs Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. Once again, here's Braden Brown.
Welcome back to Emporia High. Getting ready for our boys contest. We're still a ways away from it as they're introducing the King and Queen of Hearts candidates. So it's going to be a ways until we have our boys contest, but let's go ahead and wrap up what we need to do for our girls contest as we are currently in the midst of our Champions Landing post-game show. Champs Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rule. Hayden won the girls contest 57-25. They led 12-2 at the end of the first. Emporia cut it to a three-point game, 19-16 at the break, but it was 47-22 at the end of the third as Hayden Cruz scoring 28 points, including the first 18 of the quarter. Again, they pick up the win 57-25. Let's go ahead and look at our Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home post-game stats. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Macy Davis led Emporia with 7 points tonight, 6 from Hines, 4 points from Wilt, 2 points apiece from Aguirre, DeWitt, Smith, and Adams. For the visitor, Schmidtline led the charge with 17. Mitchell had 12. Walter had 11. 4 for Connell, 3 for Fossil, and 2 for Watts. So those are the numbers in this one. And again, let's go ahead and continue with our post-game show. But first, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll hand out our EHS Player of the Game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, as well as our Play of the Game, which is brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Shelter Insurance agent Callie Medrano.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. and by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day, from loans to treasury management. Their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESPFinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutoBody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. Spartan fans, the clock is ticking, and the only play you need is Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing. Kick off your game day with sizzling burgers, crispy wings, and ice-cold drinks ready for the win. Champs, proud supporters of Emporia High School, on the field and right here at your table. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing, where everyone is welcome. Champions Landing, 1801 Rural Street. Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Doc.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Welcome back to Emporia High, getting ready to announce who is going to be the King and Queen of Hearts for the Sweetheart Dance tomorrow. But let's go ahead and continue to wrap up here from our girls contest, where Emporia fell 57-25. Our play of the game, brought to you by Callie Medrano with Shelter Insurance. It's going to go to that three that Kinsley Hines was able to hit late in the second quarter to cut it to a three-point game, her second three of the game. And as we take a look at our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities, is going to be Macy Davis with her 7 points. So she led the charge, and she'll be our player of the game. We still got to get ready for our boys contest in just a little bit. Again, Emporia fell in this one after being outscored 12-2 in the first quarter. They won quarter two, and they trailed by three at half, 19-16, 47-22 at the end of three, and 57-25, your final. Kinsley Hines won the Queen of Hearts, so congratulations to her as Emporia falls tonight. We're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE.
by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care. Keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, the Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day, from loans to treasury management. Their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESPfinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutoBody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
This is Emporia High School Spartan Basketball. Welcome to the RV Doc pregame show. RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road, prepares for your RVs for over 26 years. Let's go live to the gymnasium. Here's the voice of the Spartans, Braden Brown.
Welcome back to Emporia High. Now we're getting ready to kick things off for our boys contest. It is our second game Emporia of High. The evening, as Emporia and Hayton will meet, this time on the Boris side of things. I am Braden Brown, bringing you the action on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE. We're also streaming online at kvoe.com/listen. This is the third time that Hayton and Emporia will play this season. Emporia has been victorious in both of the previous two. A 6-point win to close out the Paul Terry Classic, and then a 3-point win in Topeka in early January. Emporia and Hayton coming up at you. Topeka coming off a win last time out, as they were able to knock off Topeka 64-59. As Hayton picked up the win, Connor Haneke led the charge with 20 points and 12 rebounds. They enter at 9-9 and 2-4 in the Centennial League. Emporia beat Junction City on Tuesday night for win number 15. They are 4-1 in league contest, and Harry Trelk led the charge with 15 points on Tuesday night. Emporia will look for a three-game sweep over the Topeka Hayden Wildcats tonight. Thanks for joining us for it. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout and then be joined by Evan Burns, head coach of your Spartans, on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall, federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in. The doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial Import.
This is the RV Doc pregame show. It's time for Braden's pregame talk with head coach Evan Burns. Brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number.
Braden Brown now joined by the head coach of the Spartans. We have Evan Burns with us. Another Friday night of high school basketball should be a fun one as we get ready for round number three against the Hayden Wildcats. But, Coach, before we look at tonight's opponent, let's go back to Tuesday night where the team was able to pick up a 50-46 win over Junction City. I know we chatted post-game, but after getting to see the tape, what were some more takeaways you were able to come away from the contest?
Yeah, Maddox Shively really kept us in the game all that second half. Just being aggressive and being around the rim, being in the right place. You know, he did just a great job there. I thought, you know, Ryland, you know, knocking down two key threes really, you know, elevated the lead. And then you had Trelf with, you know, 15 points. He had a good, solid game. And honestly, I think Chase Harrington coming down and stealing the victory for us, making his 3 out of 4 free throws were big. Cohen Blomquist played great D, and then you had Carrick. You know, it's so hard when you have to go against 6'7", 6'6", kids down low, but I thought he did a great job for us, too. He did what he could do. So, Seidel played great defense. He was a good, really good glue piece for us there, and I think really when you look at the entire picture, it was just another team win. Everybody did something to help Emporia win, and that's what makes this team so special, that everybody does their job and does a little bit of everything, and that helps us, you know, keep winning and keep the good chemistry flowing throughout these teams.
Another 2 weeks to go to close out the regular season. What do you want to see from this club to where you'll feel like you're firing on all cylinders as you get to, you know, do or die time in the sub-state?
Shoot the ball better. But, you know, I think the shots just start falling, and I think right now, with where we are right now, you know, we're winning this close ball game, you know, so we are executing down the end of the games, and we're doing what it takes. So when you can squeeze out you know, wins by a possession or two. You're doing, you know, you're capitalizing on the small details. So I think we just, I think we need to continue to do the same thing what we've been doing all along and just sticking to our roles, doing our job and playing together. So just keep it simple.
Evan Burns joining us as we get ready for tip-off tonight against Hayden. You mentioned winning those 1-2 possession games. It was a one possession game against the Wildcats. What do you remember about that trip up to Topeka? Obviously, it was a pretty good comeback for the boys down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, Hayden's a tough place to play in, but it's a fun place to play in, too. And being down 15 with 4 minutes and 47 seconds left, going on 21-3 run, winning by 3, there's a lot about this team. There's no quit. So that's what I remember, and I think it's like one of the biggest wins I think these boys have ever been part of. So it's fun to, you know, just see that for them to have. And, you know, we need to, you know, finish around the rim. I thought we were slow getting to the 50-50 balls against Hayden. I thought they just beat us to every little 50-50 ball last match. And Hayden, you know, on their home court, you know, you typically, you know, you play better on your home court, and I thought they were making some shots. And, you know, it took us about 3.5 quarters to get going, but when we got going in that last half quarter, I thought we were pretty good.
Once you start seeing a team for a second time, and even 3 times in this case with the Wildcats, does it affect how you coach at all? Does it affect how you game plan for the games? What's the challenge of seeing a team this many times?
It just depends. You know, Hayden, you know, it's what, been since January 6th since we played them, so about 5 weeks or so. You know, you got to keep an eye on your opponent at all times and just watching some game film. You know, they've like to play in the half court now. They do some high-low. You know, they're kind of different than what they've done there, but, you know, you just need to be prepared for all anything and everything. So you just got to prepare the right way and, you know, just let the boys know on the game plan and for them to go out and execute it.
When you look at the scout against Hayden, obviously a big part of it is Connor Haneke and what he's able to do down low, I'd imagine.
Yeah, Connor Haneke is a beast. You know, I think he just signed to go KU for football. So, you know, he's a Division I athlete. He had 22-9 on us last time. So he's going to be a load. He had a great game against T High the other night. He willed his team to win there. So, you know, Haneke is going to be a huge star player for them. So we need to contain Haneke as best as we can, and we need to keep an eye on, you know, Carter, their shooter, number 12, and I think we'll be okay. So I think we can just keep those guys intact and then just, you know, take care of their supporting cast. I think we'll be okay.
When you look at the final message to the boys tonight, what are you going to tell them before you guys break huddle?
Go play the Emporia way.
Evan Burns, Emporia High Boys basketball coach. We always appreciate his insights. Coach, good luck tonight, and hopefully when we're chatting postgame, we're talking about a Spartan victory.
Sounds good. Yep.
This has been the Evan Burns Show, brought to you by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th. Where you're treated like a person, not an account number. Coming up next, a breakdown of tonight's matchup as the RV Doc pregame show continues. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Do you need some updates or just some love and care for your RV or fifth wheel? Let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in. The doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial Emporia.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Dog, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dog.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Welcome back to Emporia High, getting ready for our boys contest. We're still probably 8 to 9 minutes away from tip-off. Still over 5 minutes on the clock for warm-ups. Then we'll have to go through starting lineups, and then we'll be able to bring you game action tonight. But speaking of starting lineups, let's go ahead and take a look at those as we'll bring you the starting lineups, which are always brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Starting with the Spartans, it's the guys you've grown accustomed to seeing. Harry Yoke, the junior, that is 6'1". Tanner Seidel, the senior, that's 6'2". Cohen Bloomquist, the junior, that's 6'1". Rylan Crowell, the senior, that's 6'1". And Tarek Franklin, the junior, that is 6'5". Now on the other side, Cade Mitchell, a senior, that's 5'9". Connor Haneke, a senior, that's 6'6". Mason Becker, a junior, that's 6 foot tall. Makai Kidd, a senior, that's 6'3". And Carter Compton, a junior, that is 6 foot tall. Evan Burns leading the charge in his first year at Emporia. Dwayne Anthony for the Wildcats in year number two. Your starting lineup is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. A lot of really good football players going to be sharing the hardwood tonight. Naturally, Hayden coming off a second-place finish in state during the fall. That means they got a pretty good team. But Connor Haneke, he's going to be suiting up in Lawrence next year for the Wildcats as he has signed with the Jayhawks, as he'll be in Lawrence playing for the Jayhawks next year. Listed at quarterback, we'll see if he's able to rise the depth charts and when he'll see action there. Cade Mitchell, running back for Hayden during the football season, he's suiting up for Washburn next year. And then we have our very own Rylan Crowell, who will be suiting up for Emporia State. So there should be some more battles between Crowell and Mitchell going forward. Away right here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE.
It's brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh-cut meat, triple-inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, good goods. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Emporia Spartan Sports, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESB Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day, from loans to treasury management. Their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESBfinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutoBody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
Welcome back to Emporia High. Tomorrow is going to be a very busy day on the KVOE network of stations. We'll have Saturday morning sports talk at 8:15 on KVOE right here. We'll also be having wrestling updates from regionals for the Lady Spartans. Callie Medrano is going to be letting us know how things are going in Newton and how Emporia wrestlers are doing as they try and qualify for the state tournament in a couple of weeks. We'll also have Jayhawks basketball as they're in action up in Ames at noon. Kansas State plays tomorrow in Houston. That's going to be on Country 101.7 FM. And Emporia State is at Nebraska Kearney, and that will be on Mix 104.9. That's tipping off at 2 o'clock, so a very busy tomorrow sports-wise across the network of stations. So if you like sports, we'll have you covered across all three of our stations. Emporia 15-3, 9-9 for Hayden. Round number three, Emporia won the first matchup by 6. They won the second matchup by 3. What is in store for us tonight? Well, we are about to find out. Finally getting ready to tip this one off. An extended break in between our girls' game and boys' game. In case you missed it earlier, the Flint Hills Optimists released the rosters for the All-Star game. That will be played on March 28th at White Auditorium. 4 Spartans from this team will be playing in that game. Tanner Seidel, Maddox Shively, Rylan Crowell, and Chase Harrington. So the seniors will be getting to play one more time once their season is all over with. That's still a ways away. We're thinking about a long postseason run for these Spartans, and we'll worry about that All-Star game in late March. Franklin and Hanika getting ready to tip this one off, and as they get ready to jump here, they both jumped a little bit early. 6'6" against 6'5". Tip is going to be won by Franklin. Crowell has it in the front court, gets it over to Bloomquist near side. Emporia moving right to left on your radio dial. Crowell calling for a screen. dribbling in between the circles, looking to drive against Hanika. Spin move, floater in the lane. It's good. 2-0. Emporia strikes first. 7:40 to play, just underway in our boys' contest. Becker has it up top. Right wing trying to dump it down low. It's going to be out of the reach of Kidd, and that's an early turnover against the Wildcats. Little extended pressure shown early tonight. Kidd sticking with Crowell, who's bringing the ball up the floor. Trelk has it on the far side. They break half court. Franklin to Crowell on the left wing. He'll spot up for three. Too strong off the heel of the rim that time, but an offensive rebound by Franklin. Crowell has it on the left wing. Brand new shot clock. Franklin looking to drive against Haneke. Gets to the meat of the defense. Floater in the lane will not go, but there is a whistle against Hayden. They're going to get Mason Becker on the foul, the junior that's 6 foot tall. Saying Franklin was shooting, so he's shooting two. Junior at the line, first free throw off the front end and out. Franklin has dominated against the Wildcats this season. 27 points during the Paul Terry Classic, 21 in the game in Topeka, but he'll go 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. An offensive rebound by Bloomquist, passes it over to Franklin, and he rights the wrong of missing the two free throws, and he lays it in. 4-0, we've played 1 minute. Hanukkah on the perimeter, goes near side. Mason Becker for three, it rims out, and another board for Bloomquist. Up the floor for Seidel. Now Crowell on the volleyball line, dealing with man-to-man defense. Home white uniforms for Emporia. Black font says Spartans across the chest with red numbers. Crowell dribbling in between the circles. Gets a screen from Franklin. They switch it defensively. Crowell driving against Hanukkah, who blocks his shot. It will stay here with Emporia. Wildcats with the navy blue visiting uniforms. Goldish color, Hayden across their chest with the same color of numbers. Crowell the trigger, quick toss into Trelk on the left wing, far side Seidel, now in the corner to Bloomquist, dumps it down low to Franklin, who's double teamed, working against Hanukkah, over to Bloomquist, behind the back dribble, gets it to Franklin, layup will not go, tipped around, Crowell comes away with the rebound, his floater in the lane, he left it short, and this time Hanukkah is able to bring it down. Kidd in transition, hands it off to Mitchell. Back to Kidd on the wing. He had 11 points Tuesday in their win over Topeka. Working against Bloomquist, who